O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise for Christ, by whom all things were made, himself has fasted and has prayed. Alone and fasting, Moses saw the loving God who gave the law, and to Elijah fasting came the steeds and chariots of flame. So Daniel trained his mystic sight, delivered from the lion's might, and John, the bridegroom's friend, became the herald of Messiah's name. Then grant us, Lord, like them to be full oft in fast and prayer with thee, our spirit strengthen with thy grace, and give us joy to see thy face. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to thee be every prayer addressed, who art in threefold name adored, from age to age, the only Lord. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer you this day with humble and contrite hearts. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep a watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge, spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord God, we ask you to receive us and be pleased with the sacrifice we offer you this day with humble and contrite hearts. Call upon the Lord and he will hear you. Cry out and he will answer, "Here I am." With all my voice I cry to the Lord. With all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him. I tell him all my distress, while my spirit faints within me. But you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I should walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look at my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, not one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Call upon the Lord and he will hear you. Cry out and he will answer, here I am. Christ died for our sins, the innocent for the guilty, to bring us back to God. In the body he was put to death, but in the spirit he was raised to life. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Christ died for our sins, the innocent for the guilty, to bring us back to God. In the body he was put to death, but in the spirit he was raised to life. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions,
for we have sinned against you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Lord Jesus, you became like us in all things but sin. Teach us how to share with others their joy and sorrow, that our love may grow deeper every day. Help us to feed you in feeding the hungry, and to give you drink in giving drink to the thirsty. You raised Lazarus from the sleep of death. Grant that those who have died the death of sin may rise again through faith and repentance. Inspire many to follow you with greater zeal and perfection, through the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints. Let the dead rise in your glory to enjoy your love forever.
Lord, fill your people with your light.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Ave Regina Celorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta, Gaude Virgo Gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Valle o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.